And we're back at it.
Hello.
It's the Soapy Podcast.
Yeah.
It's a Friday. You know what that means? New York Times quiz. I love the blank. You can't see the blank look on his face, but there's a great blank look on his face.
I was like, what specials go with Friday? And I was like, fritters. Who's got fritters?
Fritters? Fritter Friday?
Fritter Fridays.
What? Did you just come up with that just now?
Yeah. I was like, who's got fritters on Friday?
That is, I mean, or I guess, what else could be like fried fish? Fried fish Friday?
Catfish fried Fridays?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, any kind of fried fish is like, I'm down. I'm so down.
I do like a good catfish fry, but
woo!
That would get in the way of all the high schools playing football and
yeah
stuff.
Well, it is Friday, and I thought we had a really good pod on Tuesday. If you didn't hear that, go back, check it out. Like, I feel like we're getting way looser. I feel like we're getting more and more comfortable with, like, talking into microphones and just, like, being ourselves and stuff. Because at first, like, I knew that I wanted to structure it, and I think that we probably overstructured it. And, we knew we were doing that at the time, but... Mm-hmm. I feel like now it's breaking down a little bit to where we're actually doing what we intended to do the whole time, you know? Okay. And I feel like it shows. I feel like it's a whole lot more entertaining and like it's better. So
yeah, right.
Let us know what you think. Please review us on iTunes or what else? YouTube. If you want to leave comments on YouTube, at this point we read every single one.
Yeah.
Cause there's not that many.
Hmm.
So, yeah, let us know. Let us know what we're doing good, what you'd rather see more of, et cetera.
Yeah.
Woo! If you want to email us, Soapy Podcast.
Soapy Podcast.
I do that every time. Soapypodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. Let some people in the kitchen know what it was, so they might get trolled a little bit.
Ah.
Might be entertaining.
Hey, man.
Some of those people are really funny.
Honestly, tell them to send whatever they want, because at this point, like, we just need stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
We just need content, so. Woo! I'm just, like, I'm loopy, man. I'm tired.
I can talk about anything for an hour.
Yeah, it's true. But will it be entertaining? That's the problem.
To me, it will.
Yeah. Well,
what's going on with you this week?
Nothing.
Yeah,
so much nothing that it's painful.
That's not true. You've accomplished a lot at something this week.
Oh, I have been playing. It's like 2006 all over again.
Yeah,
I've been playing a video game.
Good for you.
I mean, like,
welcome to the party, buddy.
Like, irresponsibly.
It's been a tad much.
Yeah. And, yeah, I pretty much do stuff for work because I have a new job where I'm, like, doing a bunch of training and stuff. So I'll, like, do stuff for work, and then I play video games. That's what I've been doing. Because I don't have anything else to do is, like, the main thing.
Yeah.
I don't have anything else to do. I've been, like, I also, dude, I've knocked out a scary amount of reading as well.
Yeah.
Like, I really have. Yeah. Like, if I can't sleep at night, I'll get up and I'll just read for hours and hours.
That's good.
And I've just, like, blown out so much. Chapters of various things that I've been trying to finish for a really long time.
Yeah, man, gotta maintain your edge.
Dude, there's nothing trippier than, like reading at, like, 3 a.m., you know?
Yeah, I think it's delightful.
It's awesome, but it's, like, at a certain point, my, I don't know, I enter this weird zone where I'm, like, hyper focused on what I'm reading. And, like, the rest of the world melts away. And it's just, like, this weird state where I'll just be for hours. And I'm just so locked in. I don't know how to describe it. It's really weird. I like it. I'm not complaining. Yeah. But I haven't done it in a while. I think it's the main thing. Yeah. And I've been doing it lately. Because I haven't been sleeping.
I've noticed.
I haven't been sleeping. And I don't know what to do. I don't know what the problem is. I'm just not tired at all. Ever. And then eventually, I'll get so tired that I'll sleep for, like, 13 hours. And then I won't be tired again for, like, 3 days. I don't know. Something's wrong with me. But anyway, that's what's been going on in my life. What's going on in your life?
Well, I just had a Whopper for the first time in a decade.
Oh, true.
Like 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
It's not so bad.
Delightful.
It gets a little slimy at the end.
It does. Yeah. It does, yeah. All the juices.
I'm not a huge fan. Like, it is certainly juicy. I remember it used to be just like, they've done something to improve the bread, because the bread used to get soggy.
Yeah.
I remember that. The fries aren't as good as they used to be.
Yeah, I remember in high school, Burger King was my favorite fry.
Yeah,
and well, they had somewhere, Mr. Potato Head. Yeah, you somewhere know? Along the line, they went wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
What yeah, to do they're not, and they're not bad. They're just not as good as they were. Yeah. I feel.
I should correct myself. I had a Whopper for the first time in a decade. I have had Burger King breakfast. Like I love their sausage, egg, and cheese croissant.
Oh yeah,
it's real good.
Their croissants are amazing.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah. I don't know why McDonald's doesn't have croissants.
You don't have a croissant at all?
No, I don't think so.
Huh.
Not to my knowledge.
Weird.
Like, it's sweet, and it goes great with, like, breakfast meats. Mm-hmm. Like, it's awesome. There's, like, why not have a croissant? Then you can freeze them.
Yeah.
Like, you can absolutely freeze croissant dough or whatever. You're good to go. So I feel like it would be easy to do.
That's curious.
I don't know. It's very strange. Jack in the Box has croissant stuff.
Jack in the Box's croissants are – I like their breakfast menu in general.
Uh-huh. Dude, their breakfast burritos are awesome.
Their menu, like, you can order anything off the menu at any time of the day.
Yeah.
But their menu is really extensive. I would love to see how they do stocking and stuff for inventory for that. Like, I feel like it would be really annoying for the person that's cooking that, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Their indexing system has to be really robust, because Jack in the Box is pretty successful. Even when fast food was taking a hit, Jack in the Box was among the ones that were taking the least amount of damage when people started going on these weird health kicks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Them and Chick-fil-A, because people think that Chick-fil-A is healthy for whatever reason.
Oh, because it's chicken.
It's deep fried.
I understand that.
It's deep fried.
But it's chicken.
Yeah, I know.
People are stupid, man. You just got to think. Just think like a stupid person.
Oh, man. Like I love telling people that Chick-fil-A is healthy, just to see who's going to be like, no, it's not.
It's like throwing a grenade into a room.
Yeah.
And seeing what happens.
But, yeah, aside from my fast food endeavors, I am just working, and I got the hurling tournament tomorrow. It is 11 a.m. I think I said it was 10 a.m. And that was going off of last year's schedule, but it's going to be 11 a.m. at Pittman Park in Greenville, South Carolina. Come by if you're curious to learn about hurling and Gaelic sports.
Pittman Park.
Home the Gaels.
Okay, I don't know what that is. All right, I thought I would do like a quick rundown, news rundown.
A quick news rundown.
Instead of doing like a story.
Okay.
I feel like this might be helpful to folks just to know the state of various things.
Okay.
If you didn't know, Venezuela is having a tough time.
Venezuela is having a tough time. And my dad blames the Americans.
Yeah, that's not accurate at all.
Oh, no. We got into a little political tizzy yesterday.
It's not even just not accurate. It's like offensive. No, it's like downright offensive.
I was offended.
Because we put billions, B as in boy, billions of dollars of aid into Venezuela.
I was offended. I was.
Like, you and I paid to prop up Venezuela.
Yeah.
You know? So, no, it's not our fault. It's, yeah.
And mind you, this is while I was, like, uncomfortably watching two kids make out in the Lowe's parking lot. Because I was helping Dad out with the project.
Oh.
And, like, I was standing behind the car. And I was standing on the side of the car that was, like, looking at them. And they didn't care, like, that we were only 6 feet away from them.
Remember that? Do you remember that stage of life?
Yeah. I'm like,
it feels like,
I'm like, could you not?
A lifetime ago. But
go on the other side of the car.
Yeah, it feels like a lifetime ago, but we were there once. We were in that stage of life once. Man. No, but Venezuela is real bad, and there's a Times article here that Venezuela's collapse is the worst outside of war in decades.
Wow.
Yeah, the bottom has fallen out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what happened is in Venezuela is what every country always worries about happening all the time.
Yeah.
Which is the actual bottom actually did fall out of the country. Like, mm-hmm. of the economy.
Yeah.
Like, nobody has any confidence in the government whatsoever. Like, it completely, the country fell apart.
Yeah.
In every facet.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's gone. And, Maduro is like clutching power. He's like barely hanging on. They tried to oust him with a coup a couple weeks ago. Didn't work.
Yeah.
He's had a couple more people executed in the past couple of weeks, or they've disappeared or whatever, and jailed many others. Like, he's jailed. He's at this point. He's at this point where he's jailing members of the opposite party.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, so not good. Really not good. Like, descending into chaos type of a situation in Venezuela.
I thought it was already chaotic.
Well, the first thing that happened was their currency died.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a slow, painful death. It was a quick death.
Yeah, it was abrupt. Yeah,
the currency, I forget what they call it with the economical, like ballooned or something like that, whatever the term is economically, to where, like, you would have to have like 40 million dollars to like buy a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
You know, like it was not no longer
yeah.
usable currency. Because oil took such a huge hit. This whole thing that kicked this off was oil.
Yeah.
When oil took a huge hit like 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
it began this whole process because that's what their
economy is based on oil.
Based on. Yeah. The whole economy is based on oil. Mm-hmm. Everything. And it was this communist like system that was all set up to run on oil money, and that's the only reason that it was still going is because it was because of the oil money.
Mm-hmm.
Oil money stopped, and or didn't stop, but it was cut.
It trickled.
Cut
yeah.
so it dramatically.
Was cut to a trickle, yeah.
That it just the whole thing just exploded, and I feel really bad for him, man. Because I mean, it's one of those things where like if you just live, you happen to live in Venezuela.
Yeah.
You had no, I mean, this is none of these things are.
You're just wanting to put food in your stomach and go to bed.
Yeah, you're just trying to be a person.
Yeah,
it's bad. So, the situation in Venezuela is bad, and then it's been overly politicized recently, within the past couple of months, because Russia has actually sent troops to Venezuela to support Maduro. I really can't tell why. To me, it's to oppose the United States.
Yeah.
Because the United States is supporting the challenger Juan Guaido,
mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I get. That's the only that I don't know. I haven't seen any political analysis otherwise. So to me, it's like, you know, like Russia does not buy oil from Venezuela. Russia does not like. There's no,
yeah,
you know what I mean. And Russia is not openly communist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not supporting like their communist brethren. I don't know. I mean, they probably still have a relationship from when they were communist. Maybe that's supposedly what it is. Like they're an ally.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know. Like, it's bizarre to me. My thing is, like, how many countries is Russia going to have troops in, or is Russia going to take an active interest in where we're actively interested? Like, how many times is that going to happen before we have, like, an actual proxy war with Russia? Like, an actual proxy war.
You think we're approaching that point?
Oh,
again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because it's been what? Like, Ukraine, mm-hmm. Syria.
Yep.
Venezuela. And, like, honestly, there have been a couple others that I just can't think of off the top of my head. There are situations internationally almost every year where yeah. Russia steps in and we step in on opposite sides of the equation.
Did Russia step in with Turkey? I can't remember.
But my point is, like, my point is that can only happen so many times before that spark finally does light that powder keg.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just keep doing that. And to me, it's like, I don't know. It's a very warm version of the Cold War. It's like it's tending towards actual war.
Yeah.
And whether that means U.S. troops on the ground and Russian troops on the ground, or just like a massive civil war. Like, honestly, Syria was pretty bad.
Oh,
Syria
yeah.
was pretty bad. Millions of people died in Syria.
Oh, if you look at footage of the country, they're fighting over rubble.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know?
It's bad.
It's crazy.
Well, and it's Russia versus the U.S. Like, I don't feel like it's clearly stated in the news. And clearly, I don't feel like people have a clear idea about it. Like,
the news will say that it's like, well, it's not. I haven't checked on the story in a while, but when I was paying attention to it, it was five, arguably seven. So it was unclear as to how many factions were actually fighting over Syria. You know?
Yeah, but the overarching story is Assad versus rebels.
Yeah.
Now, Assad is one of those factions, and then the rebels are many factions.
Yes.
But the question becomes, do you support, as a foreign power, Assad or the rebels?
Mm-hmm.
So, we support the rebels. Russia supported Assad.
Yeah.
Assad.
Are you rebel scum?
Assad proceeds to, like, gas his own people and do horrible things, and Russia's, like, down. Russia's cool.
Yeah.
And we're not. And, like, at one point, we literally bombed a Syrian military installation.
Yeah.
And called Russia, like, I forget, like, half an hour beforehand. It was like, hey, if you have any people here, get them out.
Yeah.
That's too close for comfort for me.
Uh-huh.
In terms of, like, going to war with Russia. You know? Now, we did call, and we did have them get their people out.
Like,
but if we didn't...
Close.
Yeah, but if we didn't... Huh. Like, we easily could have, like, okay.
You easily could have just, like,
I'm going to open a political can of worms here. But you realize the person in charge of all that was Trump. Trump was the one who was doing all that.
Yeah.
It would be very much in Trump's wheelhouse and very much something he would do to just go ahead and bomb it and take out some Russians as well as a statement.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very Trump thing to do.
Okay.
He would absolutely do that.
Yeah.
Especially with if somebody was telling him to do that. If like Bolton was like in his ear telling him to do that. He would absolutely do that.
Yeah.
And then like Russia can either like retaliate and just do something on a really small scale similar, or they can be like screw you and just like go to war.
Yeah.
Again, that's within the realm of possibility. I'm not saying that's a likely scenario. I'm saying that's absolutely within the realm of possibility.
Mm.
Whether that's massive trade war where it's like Russia like and all of her allies absolutely just like tariff the heck out of us and go nuts.
Yeah.
Or whether it's literally Russia hitting like U.S. installations all along the border of East and West Europe. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm not saying that would happen.
Yeah.
For sure. I'm saying like that's again, it's within the realm of like that's something Putin would do.
Hmm.
It just is. It just absolutely is. Like it's and that to me is too close. Like that's way too close. Especially when it's Syria. And I'm not saying Syria doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, it absolutely matters. But like it's not the United States and it's not Russia. Mm-hmm. It's literally a proxy war that can end up as a real war. Or even just a proxy war that's being actually fought and not just like kind of supporters of each country on either side.
Yeah.
So it's really dicey. Like Venezuela right now is that new battleground. Like it's dicey. And I don't know what's going to happen. And it's one of those things where it's fascinating, but it's also, it's like, it's fascinating, like in kind of a terrifying way. You're just like, man, I'm just waiting to read that story. Like, U.S. aid workers, killed in whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just waiting for that. Waiting for that. Hope it never happens. But it's just dicey down there. There's like 150 people running for president for the Democratic Party.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's insane. It's like in the 20s now, I think. 22, 24. I forget what the thing is. De Blasio... Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York City just entered.
Yeah.
People are making lots and lots and lots of jokes about that.
Is the mayor of New York still a stepping stone to running for the president?
Lots of mayors of New York have run for president. I don't think any of them have ever been successful that I know of. But lots of them run.
Mm-hmm.
Lots and lots of them run. It's viewed as a qualification by a lot of people because you are running such a big thing that it's almost like running a country. Mm. Or at least it's good experience to run a country.
Do the L.A. mayors run?
No.
I don't even know who the mayor of L.A. is.
You know who
is.
Honestly does run and who actually has been president several times is various big-time politicians from Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago puts out a lot of big stuff. I mean, Barack Obama, obviously.
Yeah.
But that he was in a long, long line of people who do that all the time. Yeah, the ward politics and of Chicago, especially in like olden days,
mm-hmm.
would pump out some pretty powerful guys.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know of anybody from New York City. People from New York City become senators all the time.
Yeah.
And like Congress people and stuff like that. Secretaries, things like that. Lots and lots of stuff from New York City, like city council type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they call it or how they're structured, but those people are pretty powerful, and a lot of times that power translates to national power.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm probably missing someone really obvious, like, you know, from the past, like 50 years, who was like New York City mayor who made president. But I can't think of anybody off the top of my head. All right, let's see here. The U.S. is in a trade war with China, straight up. I'm really sick of reading all these articles about, like, we might go into a trade war with China, or is this a trade war with China? It's absolutely a trade war. Like, the definition of a trade war is escalating tariffs on either side.
Mm-hmm.
So, we don't like what you've done, for whatever reason. I'm, like, oversimplifying, like, crazy. Like, we don't like what you've done economically to us on this policy or that policy or this... Whatever. You've been undercutting us on this price or that price, whatever.
Yeah.
So we're going to tariff you,
mm-hmm.
which is just a fancy way of saying tax. It's like a tax on foreign stuff. So then the other party is like, well, we're going to tariff you. And then like we're going to tariff. And then we're like, well, we're going to tariff you. And then we're going to tariff you. And then it escalates. Basically, it's a siege.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It's a siege. Who can outlast who?
Yeah.
And typically, the country who imports more from the other country loses.
Okay. Oh.
So, we are at a distinct disadvantage long term. So, that's why we are being so hyper-aggressive, because we want to win quick.
Gotcha.
You want to take them out. Like, if we get into a long trade war, we'll lose.
No one likes a long drag-out fight.
We'll lose. Well, think about it. Walmart.
Yeah.
Oh, period. Know. Everything in Walmart's from China. Everything.
Yeah.
Like, literally, there might be 10% of stuff in there that you pick up and you look and it's like, Heco in Mexico.
Taiwan. And the Philippines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, like, a very, very small amount of things that you might pick up and you're like, why is this so expensive? And it's like, made in the USA.
Yeah. My cast iron pans. Thank you, Lodge.
Are, like, three times more expensive than any other pans.
Yeah. Yeah, you could kill someone with those pans.
You could kill someone with that pan, no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. But my point is this. Like, one of the reasons that Trump is going so hard.
Yeah.
Like, Democrats are like, oh, he's just crazy. No, he's not. He's not actually on this one. He's really not. What he's doing is he's just trying to, like, finish him off quickly.
Yeah.
He's trying to go in there.
Finish him.
He's trying to go in there and just behead this thing.
Yeah.
Immediately, because he knows, and if anybody who is advising him is smart, and I know at least somebody has to be, they know if this becomes an actual full-blown, like, siege type thing, we're gonna lose. Because, like, if you and I walk into Walmart and I go to, like, you go to get, like I need a new laundry hamper, and that laundry hamper, like, you saw it a couple weeks ago, it was $10. Now it's $30.
Yeah.
You're upset. You're really mad.
I'm like, yeah. That's how I feel about trash cans.
Like, you're really mad.
That's how I feel about trash cans.
Trash cans are very, very expensive.
Why are they so expensive?
They're so expensive. Go to Lowe's. Lowe's has, like, super cheap trash cans. Walmart's trash cans are they're already there. They're like four times more expensive than they should be.
Yeah.
Like, I know exactly what you're talking about. But like, my point is, when it starts to affect regular people in a meaningful way, like, you go to the store and everything is like four times more expensive.
Yep.
And you're just like, at that point, you lose.
Yeah.
You lose. Because at that point, it's like, well, would you like to win this trade war with China, or would you like to be president again? Because no one's going to vote for you.
Yeah.
Like, no one. In fact, honestly, he's really kind of throwing the dice on his entire political career doing this.
Okay.
Because if he loses, I mean, if he loses in a meaningful way, let's say it gets to that point, or it gets close.
Yeah.
Like, it starts to affect people. Like, it's like gas goes or something.
Yeah.
Like, some resource goes, starts to go.
Yeah.
It starts to take off. The price starts to take off. And he calls the war off. He calls the trade war off. He's like, okay, drop all the tariffs, get everything, like, and he completely backs off.
Yeah.
He's like, we've lost.
Yeah.
And China gets to continue its unfair trade practices, et cetera, right? Which is what China wants.
Yeah.
And they win. Mm-hmm. If that happens, you're going to have to be a pretty dogged Trump supporter. You're going to have to be pretty full bore, like, frothing at the mouth Trump guy to vote for him again. Because at that point, even if you're a Republican, you're like, we need a different guy.
Yeah.
We need a different guy. We need to primary him.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's how that works. Mm. It's not about whether it's fair or right or what else he's done. It's not about any of that. That is how politics works. When you make that big of a gamble and you lose, you lose. There are consequences. Like, he's just not – at that point, you're not electable. Like, this is America. You can't lose wars.
Yeah.
It's not – you know? Like, if you're Jimmy Carter, you're not getting elected again.
Yeah.
It's not happening. Get out of here. You're embarrassment. Like, you know?
Yeah.
This is America. We don't lose. We just don't. We're proud. We're cocky. We're arrogant. We're like, listen, we don't lose.
No one likes to lose.
Well, France has gotten pretty used to it.
Yeah.
I don't think they really care anymore.
Taking a patch out of France. Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't mind.
Speaking of France, did you see that the guy who did the pyramid in the Louvre died?
I did not.
He was 102.
Oh, wow.
The guy who – the famous architect who, you know, like, designed it.
Yeah.
And I guess he designed all kinds of really famous stuff.
Yeah, he did.
But his name is I.M. Pei. I don't know if I'm saying that right. P-E-I. I.M. Pei. Anyway. A lot of really intriguing stuff going on in the world right now, but nothing new. If that makes any sense. It's all like these continuations of stories that have been going on.
Yeah.
There's nothing like shocking has happened in the past week that I can think of. Or that I'm seeing. I'm like scrolling through the times right now.
Yeah.
So that's it for me. What's your story?
My story is about the video game industry. And fans and the workers and big business. We had a discussion earlier in the week about EA, and I was scrolling through the Xbox store and just looking at various games and whatnot. I think there was a sale for something earlier in the week. I know I bought the Assassin's Creed Odyssey add-ons during that time. What was really, really interesting to me was I was looking at all these big, big name titles, and I was looking at the ratings for a lot of these games. Like, I didn't buy Call of Duty. I didn't buy the new Black Ops, and that was because I was unsure if I wanted to play it or not. You know?
Yeah.
I had been excited about it early on.
Is that an EA title now?
No, I'm just talking about big budget titles in general.
Gotcha.
I don't think it's an EA title. I can't remember.
Well, I saw a story here recently that there was sort of a scandal that broke in the industry of abusing employees?
Yeah.
Is that where you're headed with this?
That's part of the talk. So basically the way games are structured now is you have to, in order for your game to be successful, you have to do near constant updates. People always want new content. If they can't have new actual game content, they want new stuff. The primary example of this right now are games like Overwatch and
Fortnite
and what's the other one?
Apex.
Apex is actually not on that list. Apex is doing something different to where their model for building their game was they're doing it on a slow time schedule because they want to maintain the quality of life for their developers.
So, am I correct in assuming that the scandal / problem in the industry is, like, what I've heard is deadlines?
Yeah.
Like, they have these, like, hard deadlines where if you're Fortnite.
Yeah.
And you announce there's going to be a new such and such that's going to be dropping on this date.
Yeah.
If you announce that, then it has to get done by that time,
mm-hmm.
no matter how ridiculous that is.
Yeah.
So, like, what's happening is, to the best of my knowledge, developers are having to, like, sleep at their offices. People are losing weight and, like, super unhealthy and, like, just ordering food the whole time. And, like, some of the companies are trying to figure it out and, like, trying to be better.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, Rockstar, which is just like
EA and Rockstar are among the worst, but they are the biggest because they have the biggest reoccurring titles. You know, all those sports games.
Yeah,
2K Live, Madden. I forget what the NHL one is. It's Gretzky's title. Well,
from what I've seen in the various articles, like EA is like at least making an appearance of trying and caring.
Well,
Rockstar doesn't give a crap. Well, Rockstar's like the stuff they put out, like their press is so weak. They're just like, we respect everyone.
Yeah, Rockstar. Rockstar is not the best about communicating to people. They do put out so the problem isn't the hard deadlines, okay? One of the problems with the industry is if you put out a hard deadline and you push it out, there's severe backlash from the community. Because those gamers are much unlike like TV people and stuff like that. They're an active part of the experience. It's just kind of part of playing a video game. So you will lose something like it's scary. It's like a scary figure. It's like 40% of your sales or whatever because of that. It's some absurd number, and it's because people have gotten spoiled. But what EA started doing was about 15% of their of the end of the process is basically just developers that are hired on for the last part of the process. And these guys are putting in anywhere from 60 to 100 hours a week. And that's where you have, like, the people sleeping at the office, home life suffering, that sort of thing going on. And it really is a big problem in the industry. And there are various people that are trying to address it. Rockstar is trying to make efforts to make it better, but, like, they're not very good at it.
I was gonna say, you know? I don't and believe no, that like, for a second.
No,
because like, anybody who's like actually at that company, who works at that company, like, will tell you that they just don't care.
Well, it comes down to, like, your titles need to be updated like weekly, and that is very, very hard to do. Okay,
listen,
and
when you're making $1 billion on a game. $5 billion on a game, hire more developers.
Yeah. They do, and it's still not enough.
Hire more.
You know?
Find the balance.
Yeah.
Find the balance. Hire too many people and then cut them. Like, I don't care what we have to do. Like, there is a good way to do it, and 100 hours a week per developer isn't it.
Well, one of the problems with the industry, and this is not just a Rockstar thing, one of the problems with the industry is that at a certain point, it becomes less profitable, okay? And you can't hurt profit, all right? So while they are getting better, it's nowhere near acceptable by most people's standards. It is, however, better, and that's all they have to do. You have to bear that in mind. They just have to make it better.
Yeah.
There are, as a result of it, there are organizations that are in support of the developers and are trying to defend the developers. EA and Rockstar both paid out settlements after like class action lawsuits and stuff like that to employees or contractors and all sorts of stuff, and they paid out a lot of money. But like last year, like I said, they're making $5 million off these titles, you know, and like it's absolutely worth it just to like take $1 million hit, you know, here or there. So it's one of those things that's not going to be fixed right now, but they're pressure on these big developers, as more pressure is put on these big developers, it will get better. How fast it gets better is largely determined by the people who actually are in the industry. One of the things that Rockstar and EA are both known for is burning out their employees and then just hiring a new wave of younger employees. Okay, that doesn't happen in Sweden. Right, that happens less in like places like Canada and I guess like France would be among these places and stuff like that, where the labor laws are actually pretty strict, and in some ways they're a little bit inhibitive, but they do go out of their way to protect their employees. It's not that way here, but like I said, they're working on it. And there's a developer support group that is gaining momentum in the country, and they're trying to make it so that you basically don't get screwed over by your developers, you know, because like you could have a career ending thing because you get fired by some idiot, you know, who's like, well, you didn't stay for 70 hours this week. All these other people did, you know? Yeah. but getting away from the developers and stuff like that, they're the community itself, like the gamers, like people like me who just play, well, not necessarily people like me, but people like the friends that we have that like that are part of like the Twitch streaming and stuff like that, it trickles down to those people. Twitch streamers and Mixer streamers and all that stuff, these guys end up putting in absurd amounts of hours into their streaming because the games are updated so much. Okay, so whenever there's like a live patch update, if you aren't like streaming or whatever, like guys like Ninja take hits. Now his hit's like 40,000 viewers, you know, because he went and like he decided he was going to take like 2 days off or something like that because he had some personal issue. But like that's a real thing, because his revenue is numbers. Now, guy like him, he's not hurting at all. You know, he's still one of the top gamers in the world, if not the top, you know. But it's affecting those guys. And then also with the fans, we've gotten to the point where we're so spoiled, if we don't get updates all the time, it loses viewership. And this is where Apex comes in. Apex hasn't put out a major patch in like a couple months. It's kind of crazy. I didn't know this because I don't really play Apex on a regular basis. I just kind of do it to break up the monotony of whatever game I'm playing at the time. But even Apex is like, no, we're gonna update our game like every 3 months. It's like, keep it normal. Keep it like hard debt. They do hard deadlines, and they will have like crunch weeks, which people are actually more okay with. They're much more okay with being like, all right, so this week it's gonna be hell week, and you're gonna work 80 hours this week, you know. But if it's just for a week, people can like prepare mentally. They can like let their families know, like, hey, like this week this is crunch time, you know. I don't even try and like plan like a family event or anything like that. Like, I'm not gonna be available. I'm just doing this, and it'll just be for this week. After this, we'll see about some vacation time, you know. People are much more okay with that, and I think that's pretty normal, you know. I have those weeks where there's like a couple weeks during like December where I'm like, I'm working, I don't know, anywhere from 50 hours to 70, somewhere in there. And like, that's okay with me, just because I get a nice little bump for like Christmas presents and stuff like that, you know. I think people really, really appreciate that aspect. If you're gonna work them like crazy, just make sure it's just like for that brief a period of time, you know. So I don't know, it's one of those things where there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on right now that is really kind of sketchy. And some of these things, you're like, how do we let these things happen? But also at the same time, I question the fact that, like, you remember I was complaining about some of these games being just like unfinished. Like, they feel unfinished. They're not, mm-hmm. like, they're not polished.
Yeah.
Like, in Odyssey, the syncs, the voice syncs are off for, like, the cutscenes. You know?
Yeah, well.
You know?
Yeah.
Just, like.
That was one quest chain. The rest of them were okay.
Well, it's polished, though. People know about that. Or losing support for a game. When your end game content, you get to the end of the game and you're promised end game content and it doesn't come out, you know, when it was supposed to, it comes out maybe a year later. Which game did that to me?
Yeah,
it's BioShock. BioShock Infinite.
It's never bothered me that much.
When you pay $40 for the season pass, $50 for the season pass.
No, the end of that statement was, unless it's like a year.
Yeah.
If it's like a month behind or two, like,
oh no,
it doesn't actually bother me.
Oh, if it's
a year is crazy though.
If it's a month behind, like, I am irritated, because if I put that game down for a month, you know, I come back to it and I'm like, I gotta relearn how to do this. You know, I didn't. Now with The Witcher, it wasn't a problem for me, but like, if I had come back to The Witcher and, like, by the time I was getting to the end game content, I was playing on Death March. You know, like, I'm like special ed Olympics, like, style, just, like, trying to figure this out now. And like, it's really intricate game. If I had to wait a whole year for that, or even a month, like, I'm super irritated, you know? I know it's kind of unreasonable, but that's where we are right now.
Yeah. You want to hear something really sad?
What?
Grumpy Cat died.
Oh. How old is he?
7.
Huh.
It's not that old.
It's not old for a cat at all.
Yeah. I have not read it, but I'm looking here at a story on the New York Times. Says, can CBD really do all that?
What?
I'm so fascinated.
Yeah.
Because the claims are wild. Wild.
Yeah.
Like, ridiculous claims. Like, put it to you this way. There's no way it can do everything it says it can do. There's no way.
Yeah.
It would be a miracle drug, and we would all be taking it, and it would be celebrated as, like, the greatest breakthrough in, like, 21st century medicine. It's not. There's no way. But can it do some of those things medically, accurately? Like,
yeah.
Okay, I'm interested. Like, you have my attention. Especially when you consider, like, putting some of that stuff in medicine or something like that.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. But I haven't read the article yet, so I'm not going to talk about it. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So there's sad news. Really sad news. The New York Times quiz is not out yet.
It's Friday.
I know. I don't know if I'm I don't know if I'm doing it wrong. I can never find it on the New York Times site itself. It's not listed anywhere. So I always Google it. I just Google like NYT news quiz or like New York Times news quiz.
Mm-hmm.
And it always comes up. And it is. It's coming up just fine. It's just last week's. It's last week's quiz. I don't know why it is. Stupid. I'm really disappointed. I was like really looking forward to it. It's like 3 p.m. right now as we record this. I don't know why it's not out. There's absolutely no reason it shouldn't be. But yeah. So what do you want to do? Do you want to do a different quiz or do you want to do last week's? What do you want to do?
We knew last week's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have it pulled up?
No.
All right. Oh man. But yeah, I haven't played video games in years. I'm playing, if anybody cares, I'm playing the new Assassin's Creed game, Odyssey. And I've really been enjoying it. I just like the story. To me, it's like, you know, some listeners out there may have, like, kind of tuned out for the video game stuff. Video games, to me, are... It's in that same category of like watching TV. It's all the same thing. It's either watching TV or watching TV and participating in what you're watching. It's all the same thing. So I don't know why I stopped playing video games, but I just lost interest in all the video games that were available at the time. But this one's great. It's got a great story to it and been enjoying it. Ancient Greece. Pretty cool. All right, you got it? Pulled up?
Yeah, I can't find this quiz.
You can't find last week's even?
No.
You type in New York Times here. I'll just slack it. There you go. All righty. So let's see here. Question number one. A summary was released this week of a sweeping new assessment from the United Nations that offers the most exhaustive look yet at the dangers posed by what? Biodiversity decline, oil and gas development, overfishing, or water scarcity? All right. Question number two. The House Judiciary Committee voted to recommend that Attorney General William Barr, I mixed that up, pictured above, be held in contempt of Congress. What prompted the vote? So they voted that he be held in contempt, Mr. Barr be held in contempt, and what prompted them to do that? Was it Mr. Barr refused to testify before the committee? Mr. Barr refused to allow Mr. Mueller to testify, Robert Mueller to testify? Mr. Barr refused to release President Trump's tax returns, or Mr. Barr refused to turn over Mr. Mueller's unredacted report. All right. Question number three. One of the most restrictive abortion laws in the U.S. was enacted this week, effectively banning the procedure after 6 weeks of pregnancy when fetal heartbeats can be detected. The governor of which state signed the measure? Was it Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, or West Virginia? Boy.
God, I should know this.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually really surprised about that.
You didn't see the... Yeah, I've been seeing all the pro-choice stuff.
No, but there's several states. There are several states. I just didn't realize... I haven't been reading which ones were correct. Yeah. That's Georgia. The correct answer is Georgia.
Yeah.
Okay. I should probably say which ones are correct. So the very first one, the report for the United Nations was biodiversity decline. I actually read some of that. It's kind of interesting. I don't really understand most of it. Somebody needs to release a report on the report that like explains it, honestly. Mr. Barr, that one, held in contempt of Congress, and it was because he refused to turn over Mr. Mueller's unredacted report. I still don't understand that. To this very moment, I don't understand that. Congress views highly confidential and highly classified things all the time. Like Congress views like stuff from the CIA all the time. So I don't like, he's like, well, it's classified. Like, yeah, it's classified. Like, give it to Congress. He's not, I don't get it. Again, like, I wish somebody would explain that to me because it makes no sense. All right. And then we're caught up. Number four. In protests around the world this week, which company's workers denounced its employment practices ahead of its much-anticipated initial public offering? Airbnb, Slack, Uber, or WeWork? I know two of these guys are going public. I don't know which one it is. I'm going to say, yep. Did you get it?
Nope.
It's Uber. Slack's going public this week, too. So I didn't know if it was Uber or Slack.
I picked Slack.
Well, you're not wrong. Slack is going public. Number five. The long governing party of President Cyril Ramaphosa appeared headed for a victory after national elections in which company? Is it Ethiopia?
Country.
What did I say?
Company.
Oh, my bad. In which country? Ethiopia, Kenya, Nigeria, or South Africa? I'm trying to think of who had elections here recently. Oh, man. I got it wrong.
Yep. South Africa.
South Africa. Didn't Nigeria have an election here recently, too?
I don't know, but I was talking to a South African this week.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Number six. Two prize-winning journalists were released from prison in which country after spending more than a year in detention? Was it China, Egypt, Myanmar, or Turkey? I actually read an article about this. Totally fascinating. They look great, too. They look really good.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
No, I didn't.
It's Myanmar. Myanmar. It was over the those massacres that happened.
Yeah.
And they were, like, exposing government corruption and stuff. And the government was like, well, how'd you get those files? And they're like, what? And they, like, threw them in prison. A lot of places are not like the U.S. A lot of places are just like, you're saying bad things about me, and I'm the one with all the power. So I'm going to throw you in jail now. Really intense. Number seven. Nora O'Donnell, picture above, was named the new anchor of which network's evening newscast? I have absolutely no idea. Is it ABC, CBS, NBC, or PBS? Oh, man. I couldn't even begin to tell you.
Hmm.
I feel like it's not NBC or PBS. I'm going to go CBS. Yep, I got it.
She looks like an anchor.
She does. Got the perfect hair for it. Okay. In a vote this week, Denver became the first city in the U.S. to effectively decriminalize what? Is it hallucinogenic mushrooms, jaywalking, marijuana, or public nudity? Of course, it is hallucinogenic mushrooms. This was a huge story this week. Okay, what is the name of the newest member of Britain's royal family? Is it Albert, Alexander, Archie, or Arthur? You would know this if you listened to the pod, because we talked about this last week. Did you get it?
Yes.
It's Archie. President Trump awarded the nation's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, to which athlete this week? Was it Tom Brady, Colin Kaepernick, Serena Williams, or Tiger Woods?
Go with that one. Yeah.
You know that one?
I said I'm going to go with that one.
It's Tiger.
Yeah.
It's Tiger. And, of course, people were criticizing because, you know, Tiger was, like, unfaithful to his wife or whatever. It was like, I thought it was hilarious because Trump's been married, like, 4 times. So, it's like, at this point, who, like, who's keeping score? Like, who cares?
Hey, man, the guy was hit with a baseball bat. His car was hit with a baseball bat. He lost a lot of money. He had to go to rehab. He came back. He struggled a lot.
Yeah.
Back surgeries.
Yeah.
And now he's, like, finally getting back on the horse. Leave him alone.
Yeah. No, I think it's totally unfair criticism. I think it's a funny criticism.
Yeah.
Is where I think. I'm just like, dude, at this point, like, just hand out, you know, those things and let's just move on. It's not that big of a deal. I mean, he did come back and win another major. It's pretty amazing. Most people thought he was done with golf forever.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, that should be an inspiration, and we should all just move on. All right. For the first time in Kentucky Derby's 145-year history, the horse that crossed the finish line first was disqualified for interference. Which horse was declared the winner after Maximum Security was stripped of his title? Was it Code of Otter, Country House, Improbable, or War of Will? And I got it wrong. Unbelievable. I can't believe I got that wrong. It was Country House. I thought it was Code of Honor, I guess.
No. Country House.
What a bummer. How many did you get?
6.
Oh, I got 7. I missed a lot this week. Missed a lot. Well, last week, actually, I should say. I thought you might actually have it. I've been listening to a lot of Rogan and not nearly as much news. So, I'm definitely out of the loop a little bit. I've just been following, like, the main stories, like the big ones. Trade war and stuff like that. So, anyway, we're right at an hour. So, I think for today, I'm going to go ahead and sign off. I'm kind of tired.
I hadn't noticed.
I might take a nap before. I got to drive tonight and whole bunch of stuff. Still have things to do, so. Whew. Long day. And I haven't even done all that much. It just feels long already. You ever have that?
Yeah, I guess. I think it's happened before.
We'll be back Tuesday. I just don't even care. Oh, we will be back Tuesday and with more energy, hopefully. For me, anyway. You were great. You were great. Lots of information on video game industry.
I'm just gonna leave it alone.
I mean, it's only fair, truly, because I had some massive, I've had massive rants for like the past 2 or 3 episodes. So I can't talk. That's cool, man. I'm glad that you feel passionately about something and that you have information on it and stuff. That's definitely your world and not mine. Like, I don't know anything about it.
I'm glad you like to talk about things and stuff.
Well, I hear rumblings because I'll listen to Rooster Teeth, and they know people in the industry. That's what I was kind of alluding to.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they know people who work for Rockstar, and those people who they know are very unhappy.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, whenever Rockstar comes out with, like, a statement of, like, they're going to do better, those people, like, laugh and, like, laugh them to scorn because they're like, you're not going to do anything. Stupid. And like, so that's literally all I know about it. I just know I've heard it like secondhand, third hand information. But they do talk about it all the time though.
Yeah.
They talk about it all the time. Yeah. So apparently it's a real problem.
I might buy Red Dead.
It's supposed to be really good. Yeah. It's supposed to be really, really, really good. I'll tell you what, when you hit stuff on your horse, you go flying off your horse. And it's hilarious. It's absolutely hysterical. Like in most video games, if you hit some, if you're riding a horse and you hit something, nothing happens. If you're riding your horse in Red Dead and you hit like a fence post, you go like cartwheeling face first off your horse. And it just makes for great like humor. It just makes for great like supercuts of like Bernie did a from Rooster Teeth did a supercut of like 150 times of him like falling off his horse. It was absolutely hilarious. I was like crying by the end of it. It's fantastic. But I'm sure someone had to, like, stay up all night to make that dynamic. But it's a bummer. These things happen. See you Tuesday.
Aloha.